Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek. That's me too. Another that is you. Happy Wednesday, late Wednesday. Real quick, here.
Go on and talk to me so you can see, yeah, what's going on. What's going on?
Whoa, John, I don't know what that was, who that was, or why I just saw it, but goddamn, that was beautiful. I know, that was my friend Dominic. He is an amazing, like, he's like a musical wizard. Is that musical? That's my friend Dominic. I'm going to leave a link in the description to that full video. Go to that video and in the comment section, everyone that's watching this, comment on that video saying musical wizard. And of course, subscribe to his channel because we all like music. Go blow the video up. News. If there's one thing I am completely terrible at, it is remembering what the speed limit is on the road that I'm on. Luckily, though, Google is going to fix that for all of us. Google is in the process of testing and adding speed limit indicators in Google Maps and in Android Auto, so you can just look at your display and it'll tell you exactly what the speed limit is on that road and how fast you're going. Currently, most likely, you're going over the speed limit. You little speed demon, you. Now, let me just be clear here before you all head to the comment section to be like, yo, John, this is already a thing, you fucking noob. Listen, I already know it's a thing. I know it's been a feature in Waze and in Garmin, and that's fucking great, but guess what? I use Google Maps, and I would love to have that feature in there, and I'm glad to see it go to Google Maps. This only makes sense. I mean, Google acquired Waze, and if Waze has it, they should definitely, like, just kind of transplant the technology into Google Maps, like a face transplant, like the dead person to put the face on the... It's kind of the same thing. If you just take someone's dead face and put it on your live face. Speed limit indicators are coming. The wearable market is a tough thing for like any company. I don't see any company currently doing it perfectly. I mean, there hasn't even been a company yet to do or create a wearable that I actually want to buy and wear every day. It just doesn't exist yet. And Microsoft is totally one of those companies. The Microsoft Band is not a thing that sells well. In fact, we might not be getting another one. According to a statement from Microsoft regarding wearables, we continue to invest and innovate in the Microsoft Health platform, which is open to all hardware and app partners across Windows, iOS, and Android devices. We also continue to sell Microsoft Band 2 and remain deeply committed to supporting our customers and exploring the wearable space. Now, if you read that, which you don't have to because I just did, they never actually said that they will never create another wearable. They didn't even say they're not working on a Microsoft Band 3, but it just seems like they're kind of pushing the fact that their platform is available to other ecosystems and that they particularly probably won't be investing in like a Microsoft Band 3, at least anytime soon. That's what I got out of that. Are any of you guys interested? Do any of you have a Microsoft Band or a Microsoft Band 2? Comment section below. The answer is probably no. Instagram is getting like super aggressive when it comes to competing with Snapchat. Like they're taking Snapchat's tiny little snappy dick and punching it right into the dirt. In the latest update, Instagram is introducing two brand new features, and by new features I mean two more features they took from Snapchat. Number one, the ability to save anything that you put into your stories like photos and videos, but do it automatically, save it to your camera roll on your phone. And number two, the ability to mute other users' stories. Now, personally, I'm a big fan of how aggressive Instagram actually is when it comes to just flat out copying everything that Snapchat does. It's kind of ballsy. I mean, I think they are the only company that could actually pull it off this way, mostly because they're owned by Sir Zuckerberg. But the muting people thing, I never really did get muting people or muting people's stories. You could just, like, not follow them. That would be probably the best idea. We sort of talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again because hashtag YouTube money. Am I right? The next iPhone, as I mentioned, is probably going to have a major design overhaul. One of those things in that whole design overhaul would be the lack of a home button. I think it's pretty safe to say at this point that the phone will not have a home button. Instead, we're getting more reports that the physical home button will actually be replaced by a virtual home button. I assume with kind of what we see within Android, that sort of thing, within stock Android at least. That's... If people are pissed that they took away the headphone jack, just imagine the outrage when the home button is gone. What do you think? Do you care if the home button goes away? Comment section below. Before we answer today's Ask FPT, let's thank today's sponsor, which is, of course, the lovely Velcro brand. When it comes to cable management, there is literally nothing out there better than a one-wrap roll from Velcro brand. First of all, each roll lasts forever since you're only cutting off pieces as you need them. And just as you would expect with any other Velcro brand products, it's completely reusable. To learn more about one-wrap products and, of course, to grab some for yourself, just click that link in the description below. Today's Ask FPT is from Felice Santoro, and he says, what is the perfect Android complement to an iPhone 7 Plus? Like, if I were to have an iPhone 7 Plus, what Android phone should I carry with it? Felice, my man, you realize that's, like, not a normal question to ask. Like, I don't know how many people you know, but it's usually not a thing that we carry two phones on us, like, at all times. It's usually not a normal thing. People usually don't have an iPhone and an Android phone, like, in two holsters to dual wield. That's usually not a thing. But if it's your thing, I would say the Note 7. Just carry around, like, a fire extinguisher. You already got those two holsters, so you probably have a belt. Just carry, like, a fire extinguisher on the back of you, on the back of that belt. So if fire were to happen, you could put it out. If you want to ask a question and be featured in the next episode of Front Page Tech, just ask it in the comment section below using the hashtag AskFPT. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it to ticket. And also follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech. And of course, I will see you guys tomorrow.